My name is Dave, KV0S, and this week I've been busy teaching a short course, so I haven't caught up on things. I'll go down the list. We have Greg ZL3IX, shown as mic muted. And then we have Henry PA0HJA, shown as recording in the way. And then we have Mike AA8K, shown as recording and mic muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to teamspeakarchive.openhpsdr.org. Then we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't have audio, so I have to guess what you're hearing, and somebody send me a message if I'm coming through.
Sorry, Dave, how's that?
Oh, that's very good. So next on the list, we have Bill, KD5.
I'll give my report, Dave, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I unplugged my mic out at the PC. I've been working on the PC this week. Yeah, sorry. Nothing to report. No update. Been busy working on other things this week, but hopefully find a bit of time next week. So nothing from down under this week. Back to you, Dave.
Thanks. Sorry. I've been playing with TeamSpeak and getting all my configurations together difficult. So anyway, next on the list we have Bill KD5TFD, who is shown as mic muted, and then we have Bob VE3GKM, shown as recording and away. So that brings us to the end of the list, and we're open for general discussion.
I guess with your teaching duties this week, haven't had a chance to look at any of the Dayton or prepare any of the Dayton videos, Dave.
Yes, I last weekend prepared four of the videos. So one was Scotty's Tangerine SDR talk. One is one by Bruce Perrins. Another one by Scotty, and one by Steve from Flex Radio. So I have the SDR forum done. I'm working through the Tapper forum, and then I have the HamSci forum yet to do. Right now, those are listed on the Tangerine SDR webpage, so it's tangerinesdr.com. I will make copies of those and put them on the OpenHPSDR video site as well.
That's great, Dave. Thanks very much. Can you post when they're available, please?
Yes, I will.
Do you know if many of the other forums at Dayton were recorded this year, Dave, or I guess you were tied up with the ones you were recording?
Yeah, I don't know how many got recorded, but and this year I'm trying a little thing different. George Breckett suggested that I post them on YouTube. Now, I'm not a YouTube person. I'm not trying to become a celebrity. I'm just using the free service to make them available. So mine are on a YouTube channel, and then I'm just linking to them.
Oh, excellent. Very good. I guess that makes it generally available, which is good.
Yes. It took me a little bit to figure it out, but I figured it out, and it takes a while to go up. It takes a lot longer to go up than it seems to come down, but I'm getting there bit by bit. The one real advantage is YouTube allows many more people to watch the video at the same time than what we were doing with OpenHPSDR.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
The one talk by Bruce Perrins is about how some of the international security laws affect open source, the open source community, and he has a new organization called the Open Source Research Initiative.
Is there an issue there we need to be concerned about?
User disconnected from your channel.
One is that if you are interested in maintaining open source status in the U.S., everything that you do needs to be posted on your website as soon as possible. And you can watch Bruce's talk to see the details of what he was talking about. Had you heard from Bill this week?
No, I haven't at all. He could be perhaps tied up at work, though. But no, I haven't spoken to him this week.
Well, I did travel to Dayton with Dave Whitten, and we had a wonderful time. And it was nice to see everybody. Lots of old friends and all kinds of ideas to talk about. So that was fun.